Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 14th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Amedis, Inc., NASDAQ MTX, Q2 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners updated coverage on Amedis, Inc., TX, highlighting the company's dairy RNG platform entering a high-growth phase. In Q2 2025, 11 digesters produced 1,600 MMBTU of RNG, generating $3.1 million in revenue. CARB approved 7 new LCFS pathways, unlocking 120% more in credit value. Capacity is set to reach 550,000 MMBTUs by year-end and 1.0 MMBTUs by 2026. Amedis's monetization opportunities include RNG molecule sales, D3N credits, LCFS production tax credits, and Section 45Z tax credits. The company also sold $83 million in Section 48 tax credits, with 45Z monetization expected to become a recurring revenue item. Commercial execution advanced with H2S removal units for digesters and USDA guaranteed financing. The California ethanol segment progresses on a $30 million MVR system to improve efficiency. India biodiesel resume deliveries contributing $11.9 million in revenue. Revenue for Q2 2025 was $52.2 million, with improved margins and narrowed net loss. Amedis is well positioned to benefit from U.S. policy tailwinds driving demand for low carbon fuels, with a valuation range of $8.30 to $18.77.
Q&A with Dr. Pia Lieb, founder of Cosmetic Dentistry Center NYC. Dr. Pia Lieb, founder of Cosmetic Dentistry Center NYC, is renowned for her natural and camera-ready smiles. Known as the Michelangelo of dentistry, she blends clinical excellence with artistic vision. Dr. Pia's ultra-conservative veneer technique preserves natural teeth, avoiding irreversible damage. She has developed specialized treatments like menopause makeovers and Ozempic smile restorations to address unique oral health challenges. With a focus on privacy and exclusivity, each patient receives a highly personalized experience. Teaching at NYU has shaped her perspective on dentistry, emphasizing the importance of preservation, precision, and artistry. The future of cosmetic dentistry lies in bespoke, individualized smiles crafted for each person. Dr. Ah, Pia balances science, artistry, and emotion by listening to patients and using the Dr. Pia method to provide a personalized, life-changing smile. How small enterprises can attract clients through SEO strategies. Small businesses looking to attract more clients can benefit from implementing effective search engine optimization, SEO, strategies. By optimizing website content, structure, and performance, businesses can improve their online visibility and drive more traffic and sales. CEO Samantha Lee of Digital Growth Agency emphasizes the importance of keyword research, on-page optimization, and local SEO tactics in increasing visibility and attracting potential clients. By creating mindful content with target keywords, setting up a Google My Business profile, and providing high-quality, engaging content, small businesses can compete with larger corporations and build long-term relationships with clients. For more information on effective SEO strategies for small businesses, contact Digital Growth Agency at info@digitalgrowthagency.com. Q&A with Dr. Pia Lieb, founder of Cosmetic Dentistry Center. Dr. Pia Lieb, founder of Cosmetic Dentistry Center NYC. Dr. Pia is renowned for creating natural, radiant smiles for royalty, supermodels, and more. Known as the Michelangelo of dentistry, she blends clinical excellence with an artist's eye. Dr. Pia's ultra-conservative veneer technique preserves natural teeth, avoiding unnecessary enamel removal. She has developed specialized treatments like menopause makeovers and Ozempic smile restorations to address specific oral health challenges. Dr. Pia ensures a discreet, personalized experience for each patient by seeing one person at a time. Her focus on preservation, precision, and artistry has been shaped by 30 years of experience and teaching at NYU. The future of cosmetic dentistry is about creating bespoke, natural smiles tailored to each individual, moving away from generic, overdone trends. Dr. Pia's approach balances science, artistry, and emotion by listening to each patient's desires and providing a handcrafted, temporary preview of their new smile before finalizing the work. Q&A with Graham Beasley, COO, Arcitecta, simplifying data management to drive innovation and value. Graham Beasley, COO of Arcitecta, brings over 30 years of experience to his role. Arcitecta's core product, MediaFlux, simplifies data management by integrating storage, metadata, security, and automation in one platform. The biggest data management challenges organizations face today include data sprawl, security, and compliance. Arcitecta sets itself apart by making metadata the foundation of its platform, enabling organizations to manage data based on context. With features like AI data preparation and point-in-time recovery, Arcitecta addresses the evolving data technology landscape. Multi-factor authentication is essential, but Arcitecta takes a layered approach to internal data security. Looking ahead, Arcitecta's priorities include investing in automation, metadata intelligence, and AI integrations to help organizations innovate faster and with confidence.
Maryland's Research Lifeline: How States Could Rescue University Science. Maryland's economy heavily relies on science and engineering research, with Johns Hopkins University being a top recipient of federal research dollars. However, federal funding cuts are threatening this vital industry. States like Massachusetts are stepping in with proposals to support research institutions. Maryland, with its high per capita federal research funding, could establish an emergency R&D fund to bridge the gap. This could help maintain approved projects and encourage additional funding from corporations and philanthropies. The pharmaceutical and biotech sectors, in particular, have a vested interest in preserving research funding, as NIH-funded research has contributed significantly to new U.S. drug approvals. Without state intervention, Maryland risks losing its scientific edge and talented researchers to other countries. It's crucial for state leaders to act swiftly to protect this essential economic sector.
Rock Breaks, Lungold Corp, TSV, LGCQBXF, stands distinct against Walker Lane backdrop. Lahontan Gold Corp, with its flagship Santa Fe mine project, stands out in the Walker Lane corridor in Nevada for its robust land position and focus on projects blending historical production with scalable exploration. The Santa Fe mine, a former producer, yielded 359,202 ounces of gold and 702,067 ounces of silver. Lahontan's portfolio includes West Santa Fe, Moho, and Redlich, each offering distinct geology and upside potential. The company plans to advance the Santa Fe mine project towards production, update the Santa Fe preliminary economic assessment, and drill test its West Santa Fe project by 2025. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website at https://lahontangoldcorp.com. BioCorex reports 3,985% revenue growth to 313 kez in the first half of 2025. Driven by Lucemira Lofexidine sales, BioCorex Inc. reported a remarkable 3,985% revenue growth to $313,000 in the first half of 2025, driven by Lucemira sales. Revenue for the second quarter of 2025 increased by 4,306% to $178,000. The strategic acquisition of Lucemira from USWM LLC has already proven successful in boosting revenue. The company also reduced net loss by $242,409 to $2.2 million, showing a nearly 10% year-over-year improvement. BioCorex Pharmaceuticals Inc. is developing sustained-release naltrexone products with a focus on BICX-104 for the treatment of methamphetamine use disorder. The company looks forward to sharing updates on the MUD Phase 1b clinical study in Q3 2025 and on BICX-104 for the treatment of opioid use disorder.
Digital creative agency Unfold expands in Culver City with $11 million office acquisition, represented by JLL. Unfold, a digital creative agency, has expanded in Culver City with the $11 million acquisition of a 13,110-square-foot ultra-creative office building located at 11811 Teal Street. The agency, known for working with top brands and entertainment companies, now owns an adjacent building at 11801 Teal Street as well. This new addition will allow Unfold to create a campus environment for its team. The office building features polished concrete floors, high open ceilings, and state-of-the-art recording studios. JLL represented Unfold in this acquisition, with Senior Vice President Ben Silver leading the deal. This expansion marks a new chapter in Unfold's growth and evolution, providing a collaborative and inspiring space for its employees.
Tech Media Breaks, Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., REC, NASDAQ VMAR, signs LOI for exclusive Nimbus Boats distribution on Florida's West Coast. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., a leader in premium on-water experiences, has signed a letter of intent with Nimbus Boats USA to exclusively distribute Nimbus powerboats on Florida's West Coast. The agreement, expected to be finalized by March 31, 2026, would authorize Nautical Ventures to promote, sell, and service Nimbus's various series starting August 1, 2025. This move aims to broaden Vision Marine's product portfolio, strengthen its Florida presence, and capture demand in the adventure-style boat segment. Florida, the largest U.S. market for new powerboats, generated $6.4 billion in sales in 2023. The Nimbus deal follows Vision Marine's acquisition of Nautical Ventures, creating North America's first electric boat propulsion and multi-brand retail company.
Cloud Mello earned spot on 2025 Inc. 5000, ranking among America's fastest-growing private companies. Cloud Mello has been named to the 2025 Inc. 5000 list, ranking among America's fastest-growing private companies. This marks their third appearance on the list, with an impressive 222% three-year revenue growth. The Inc. 5000 list showcases successful independent businesses across the U.S. economy, with household names like Microsoft and Under Armour having been honorees in the past. Cloud Mello's CEO, Michael White, attributes their growth to measurable ROI-focused results and integrated strategies. Despite economic challenges, this year's honorees achieved remarkable growth, with the top 500 companies seeing a median three-year revenue growth rate of 1,552% and adding over 48,000 U.S. jobs. For more information and the full list, visit inc.com/in5000. Mission Critical Group, named to 2025 Inc. 5000, list of America's fastest-growing private companies. Mission Critical Group has secured the number 351 position on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list, with 1,123% revenue growth over the past 3 years. This places MCG among America's fastest-growing private companies. The company has experienced exponential growth, expanding its U.S. manufacturing footprint to over 1 million square feet and increasing its team to over 1,000 employees. MCG has been recognized as the 13th fastest-growing manufacturing company in the U.S. and has made 5 acquisitions in the last 2 years. The company's CEO, Jeff Dries, attributes this success to the dedication of the team, the trust of customers, and the growing demand for resilient power infrastructure. MCG will be celebrated at the 2025 Inc. 5000 Conference and Gala in Phoenix, Arizona.
Massachusetts-based advisor Joel Spear launches independent firm with Osaic. Joel Spear, CFP, has launched her independent firm Spear Wealth Management in partnership with Osaic, Inc. Osaic, a leading provider of wealth management strategies, welcomed Spear to its network of advisors. With over $170 million in assets under administration, Spear chose Osaic for its technology, business resources, and people-first culture. As a certified financial planner with over 2 decades of experience, Spear specializes in guiding clients through major life transitions. Her move to independence reflects a trend among advisors seeking autonomy and tailored support. Osaic continues to attract entrepreneurial advisors with recent additions like Path Financial Partners, Blue Haven Wealth Management, and Innovative Wealth. For more information about Osaic, visit osaic.com. Merlin to go public via business combination with Inflection Point-led SPAC. Merlin, a developer of autonomous flight technology for defense customers, is set to go public through a business combination with Bleichroder Acquisition Corp., led by Inflection Point Asset Management. The deal values Merlin at $800 million pre-money, with over $125 million in committed PIPE capital. Merlin is a leader in AI for aviation, with recent milestones including contracts with U.S. SOCOM and USAF, civil certification basis approval, and partnerships with Northrop Grumman and Honeywell. The transaction is expected to close in early 2026, pending regulatory and shareholder approval. Inflection Point sees Merlin as a key player in aerospace and defense. The deal will deliver gross proceeds of at least $128 million, with potential for more depending on redemptions to accelerate technology development and expand customer delivery. Advisors include TD Cowen, Cantor Fitzgerald & Co., and Latham & Watkins, LLP. DeSimone Consulting Engineering named Miami-Dade Best Workplace by Miami Herald. DeSimone Consulting Engineering has been named one of Miami-Dade's 2025 Best Workplaces by the Miami Herald, joining a prestigious list of top workplace honors globally. The recognition highlights the firm's strong workplace culture, driving engineering excellence worldwide. Through a rigorous process with Best Companies Group, DeSimone's Miami-based staff gave exceptional scores in categories like employee well-being and job satisfaction. Led by managing principals William O'Donnell and Luis Ramirez, the Miami team has worked on innovative projects like the MSC Cruises Terminal and Aston Martin Residences. With a commitment to work-life balance and growth opportunities, DeSimone empowers its talent to deliver superior work to clients across the globe.
Ucor Rare Metals Inc., OTQXU, positioned to benefit from Trump administration price support for U.S. rare earth projects. Ucor Rare Metals Inc., listed on the T as UCU and on the OTCQX as UURAF, is well positioned to benefit from the Trump administration's price support for U.S. rare earth projects. The administration's strategy aims to strengthen domestic critical minerals production and reduce Chinese market control through guaranteed minimum pricing for domestic rare earth producers. Ucor's flagship RapidSX technology, which addresses critical bottlenecks in rare earth element separation and processing, has attracted substantial government investment. This initiative marks a significant shift in U.S. critical minerals policy, directly challenging China's dominance in rare earth processing. Ucor Rare Metals is uniquely positioned to capitalize on this opportunity.
A News Breaks, ECGI Holdings, Inc., OTCGI, invests in AI sales and marketing platform AuraChat, ahead of major product launch. ECGI Holdings Inc. has invested in AuraChat.ai, a sales and marketing automation platform with over 25 proprietary AI models. AuraChat's upcoming AuraConnect 2.0 launch in September 2025 will include a competitive intelligence upgrade for sectors like automotive, real estate, and retail. The platform offers AI-driven voice, video, and messaging solutions in over 50 languages, providing 24/7 customer service, lead follow-up, scheduling, and analytics. With nearly $400,000 in annual recurring revenue, AuraChat is recognized as one of UCLA Anderson School of Business's top 10 startups. ECGI's investment aligns with its strategy to build a portfolio of early-stage companies with growth potential in AI and other emerging markets. Tech Media Breaks, Supercom SPCB, Q2 2025 results show record first-half profitability, strong U.S. contract wins. Supercom SPCB announced record first-half profitability in Q2 2025, with revenue reaching $7.4 million and gross margin increasing to 59.1%. Operating income grew by 187% to $1.1 million, while EBITDA rose 56% to $2.5 million. Net income for the first half of 2025 climbed 79.5% to $5.3 million. Supercom secured over 30 new U.S. electronic monitoring contracts since mid-2024, expanding into 11 states with national projects in EMEA. The company attributes its success to strong execution, technology advantages, and a strategic focus on the U.S. market, driving recurring revenue growth and displacing incumbent providers. Onar Holdings, Inc., breaking through data fragmentation crisis. Onar Holdings, Inc., known as Onar, is making strides in addressing the data fragmentation crisis in marketing. Through a partnership with IQSTEL, they are creating unified intelligence for campaign optimization by tackling the challenge of isolated marketing data across platforms. With the recent acquisition of Retina.ai, Onar now offers customer lifetime value prediction and churn forecasting capabilities to clients like Unilever and Dollar Shave Club. Their three-phase deployment strategy aims to transform agency operations from reactive to proactive performance enhancement through interconnected AI agents. This approach is crucial as most marketing organizations struggle with fragmented data ecosystems, hindering the effectiveness of AI applications. To learn more about Onar, visit their newsroom for the latest updates. Lahontan Gold Corp., the case for a rich district. Lahontan Gold Corp., traded on TSX.V as LG and OTCQB as LGCXF, showcases a four-property Nevada portfolio anchored by the 2-million-ounce Santa Fe mine, strategically positioning the company in North America's most mining-friendly jurisdiction. The Walker Lane Geological Corridor continues to attract major acquisitions, as seen with AngloGold Ashanti's recent $252 million Augusta Gold purchase. With gold surpassing $3,000 per ounce and hitting a record high of $3,500, institutional capital is once again turning to gold. Lahontan Gold stands out with its focused portfolio in Nevada's Walker Lane District, offering potential for growth. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
10 Golden Rules named to 2025 Inc. 5000 list. 10 Golden Rules, a leading digital marketing agency specializing in law firm growth strategies, has been named to the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. The prestigious ranking recognizes successful independent businesses based on revenue growth over a three-year period. Founded in 2003, 10 Golden Rules has become a trusted partner for digital marketing, serving law firms nationwide. CEO Jay Berkowitz credits their success to the law firm growth formula, which generates three times the national average of high-quality leads. The company's inclusion on the Inc. 5000 list highlights their commitment to delivering measurable impact for their clients. Tiny Gems breaks Next Plat Corp, NASDAQ, NXPL, narrows Q2 loss 66% as e-commerce growth offsets healthcare headwinds. Next Plat Corp, NXPL, reported a 66% reduction in Q2 losses thanks to e-commerce growth offsetting challenges in healthcare. Revenue decreased to $13.2 million from $17.1 million, with gross margin falling to 21.8%. Operating expenses dropped to $4.7 million, resulting in a net loss of $1.8 million. The company ended the quarter with $16.6 million in cash and expects annual expense savings of over $1 million. Recent initiatives include technology upgrades, talent recruitment, and sales expansion. Management plans to announce further developments within 60 days.
Chinese news breaks, Finger Motion Inc., NAFNGR, showcases emergency command platform at Indonesia Disaster Expo. Finger Motion Inc., listed on NASDAQ as FNGR, is showcasing its advanced mobile integrated command and communication platform at the Indonesia International Emergency Disaster Reduction and Rescue Expo. This platform integrates various technologies to enable uninterrupted command during crises, attracting interest from Indonesia's National Disaster Management Agency and National Search and Rescue Agency. Finger Motion sees this event as a key step in expanding its presence in Southeast Asia and supporting regional disaster resilience. The company's subsidiary, Shanghai Ji Information Technology Co. Ltd., is presenting the platform at the expo, which runs from August 13th to 15th, 2025, in Jakarta. Finger Motion is an evolving technology company with a focus on mobile payment and recharge platform solutions in China, aiming to grow its user base and develop an ecosystem of highly engaged users. Investor News breaks Newton Golf Company Inc., NASDAQ NWTG, Q2 2025 revenue jumps 154% on strong demand for motion and fast motion shafts. Newton Golf Company, Inc., trading on the NASDAQ under the symbol NWTG, announced a significant increase in revenue for Q2 2025, jumping 154% to $2 million. The company's gross margin also improved to 67.6%. First half revenue for 2025 rose 182% to $3.3 million, with a narrowed net loss. The success was attributed to the strong demand for the new Fast Motion shaft, which generated over $696,000 in gross sales in its first 2 months. With expanding distribution and increased sales, Newton Golf is well positioned for continued growth in the second half of 2025.
Spot-On GPS Fence earns dual honors, named to 2025 Inc. 5000 list and winners of the Pet Innovation Award. Spot-On GPS Fence, the leading GPS-based dog containment system, has been recognized with two prestigious honors this year. They have earned a place on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies, ranking number 854, with continuous positive revenue growth. In addition, they won the 2025 Pet Innovation Award for Fencing Product of the Year. Spot-On GPS Fence has established itself as the leader in GPS-based pet containment through relentless innovation and user input, providing a trusted solution for professional dog trainers. Their mission is to give dogs the freedom they crave and owners the confidence that comes from knowing their pets are safe.
TBC Georgia named among winners of 2025 Google Cloud Dora Awards. TBC Bank, a leading financial institution in Georgia, has been recognized by the Google Cloud Dora Awards for its global tech leadership. Winning in the loosely coupled teams category, TBC excels in building high-performing teams that work independently and collaborate effectively. This award highlights TBC's commitment to DevOps best practices and innovative tech infrastructure. TBC Bank Group, with operations in Central Asia, continues to deliver faster, more reliable digital services to its 1.8 million monthly active customers. The recognition from Google motivates TBC to evolve and innovate further in the digital banking ecosystem.
Biomed News Breaks, Clean Inc., NASDAQ CLNN, reports Q2 2025 results, targets year-end NDA submission for ALS therapy. Clean Inc., a late clinical stage biopharma company, reported Q2 2025 results and aims to submit a new drug application for ALS therapy by year-end 2025. The company plans to meet with the FDA this quarter to review survival data for lead candidate CNM-AO8 in ALS. Management is focused on delivering an impactful therapy to the ALS community. Clean is developing treatments for neurodegenerative diseases and has cash runway into Q1 2026. For more information, visit Clean's website.
AI News Breaks, Lantern Pharma, LTRN, reports Q2 2025 results, achieves complete responses in multiple trials, expands AI platform. Lantern Pharma, a clinical stage biopharma company, reported complete responses in patients across two trials in Q2 2025, LP300 in advanced NSCLC and LP284 in refractory diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. The company also completed Phase 1A enrollment for LP184, positioning it for Phase 1B2 studies. Lantern Pharma strengthened its IP with a European patent allowance for LP24 and launched a new drug combination prediction module. Q2 R&D expenses fell to $3.1 million, G&A was $1.6 million, and net loss narrowed to $4.33 million. Cash equivalents and marketable securities totaled $15.9 million at quarter end, funding operations into June 2026.
VinFast signs agreement to recycle EV batteries in India. VinFast has signed an agreement with Badex Energies, the largest lithium-ion battery recycling firm in India, to recycle electric vehicle batteries in the country. The success of this recycling effort remains to be seen and could potentially provide input sources for battery makers like Powerbank Corporation. GreenCar Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com. What women need to know about benign brain tumors. forgetfulness or headaches should not always be dismissed as stress, as they could be symptoms of a brain tumor. Women face a higher risk, representing 62.9% of those with non-cancerous brain tumors. It is crucial to be aware of the signs and next steps. Surgery is often the primary treatment for benign tumors, while cancerous ones may require a mix of surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ, CNSP, are actively involved in advancing treatment options. Stay informed by visiting the company's newsroom. For more updates on CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc.'s NSP, check out BioMedWire's platform, offering valuable insights and news in the biotech and life sciences sectors. Rainmaker Worldwide, Inc. launches Mexican expansion with new office and sales channel in Aguascalientes. Rainmaker Worldwide, Inc. has launched a Mexican expansion with a new office and sales channel in Aguascalientes. Led by water infrastructure expert Leopoldo Morones, the new operation will deliver decentralized water technologies to urban and rural communities. The Aguascalientes location will offer Rainmaker's full product line, including the Atmocell air-to-water system and advanced water treatment solutions from subsidiary Miranda Water Technologies. Chairman Michael O'Connor highlighted the strategic importance of this launch, aiming to address the demand for reliable water supply in Mexico. Rainmaker and Miranda are committed to providing innovative, sustainable water solutions to support water reuse and conservation efforts worldwide. Biomed News Breaks, Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, Q 2025 results highlight progress in late-stage rare disease pipeline. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharma company, reported Q2 2025 results and recent milestones. The company anticipates Phase 2A results for SGX-302 in psoriasis before year-end, along with updates on Hybrite TM for CTCL. A Phase 3 trial of Hybrite TM in CTCL is enrolling, with results expected in 2026. Solagenix completed a Phase 2A study of SGX-945 for Behçet's disease and transferred manufacturing to the U.S. Q2 net loss widened to $2.7 million, with cash at $5.1 million on June 30, 2025, plus $1.4 million raised July 1. Solagenix focuses on developing products for rare diseases with unmet medical needs, including treatments for CTCL, inflammatory diseases, and vaccines for diseases like ricin toxin and COVID-19.
Biomed News Breaks, Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ BEAT, reports Q2 2025 results, advances toward FDA clearance and commercial launch. Heartbeam Inc., a medical technology company traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BEAT, recently released its financial and operational results for the second quarter of 2025. The company is making progress towards FDA clearance for its 12-lead ECG synthesis software for arrhythmia assessment with a 93.4% diagnostic agreement with standard ECGs. Heartbeam is preparing for commercial launch post-clearance, with plans for manufacturing, logistics, and cardiologist review services. Other highlights include an accepted AI algorithm abstract for HRX Live 2025, a new international patent, and multiple industry awards. Research and development expenses increased to $3.3 million, while general and administrative expenses decreased to $1.7 million. The net loss was $5.0 million, with $5.1 million in cash, equivalents, and short-term investments at the end of the quarter. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.